Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Coffee Time with Dez. I do have my coffee today, so we're here together, sipping on some coffee. All right, so by the title, you can see what this is going to be about. And I just want to say, don't come for me. Don't at me. We're just going to jump right in because I don't have time for the cute intro because this is my truth and this is who I am, and you either accept it or you don't. And if you don't, it's unfortunate because I'm a beautiful soul. I'm a beautiful person inside and out, and I have a lot to share. But like the title says, I love Jesus and I love Cardi B from the hat of Miss Rachel Hollis. If y'all don't know who she is, go check her out. She actually has a new book coming out. She just released a book last year. Now she has a new one, Girl Stop Apologizing. Her other book was Girl Wash Your Face. She's just someone to, I don't know, look into and hear about her story and all that good stuff. But I'm not here to talk about her. I'm here to talk about me. So let's jump right in, shall we? Okay, hopefully you guys can hear me. I'm using the new mic. And I don't know, when I was testing it, I was a little disappointed. So hopefully this audio is working just fine. If this doesn't sound that great, I will be sending this back and be getting my money back and just be using my phone like I was before. So what I want to talk about basically is kind of this life that people have established to be mine that isn't really mine. And what I mean by that is a lot of the people that are in my life still, including my mom, obviously she's in my life, you know, just family members, but friends that have been through me for the past, I don't know, 7 to 10 years, kind of have seen a transition from being in a crazy lifestyle of bisexuality and going into a lifestyle of walking wholeheartedly with God. And in that transition, yes, I do love God. I love Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. God is the only one that I believe in as a higher power, as the ruler of the universe. You know, I don't believe in any other God. That is my God. And if you believe otherwise, you know, that's fine. That's your belief. You have your reasons. I have mine. That's not what this is about. This isn't about debate of religions or spirituality or gods or anything like that. This is more so just me kind of talking about, you know, my transition from where I was to where I am now, and just allowing people to either accept me as I am and not put the pressures of me being someone else or to be who I was. And just allowing me to be who I am right now and kind of rediscovering myself in a sense. I'll just say it like that. So from then, let's say 2009 to about now, 2019, well, no, I'll take it back to about 2018, end of 17, 18. Okay, let's back up. So from 2009 all the way to, I'd say, about 2013 is when everything seemed to be going pretty smoothly. The end of 2012, you know, like around, so July is when I got married, 2012. August is when things kind of went downhill. So within a month of being married, things already went downhill with me and my ex. Things transpired where he kind of just expressed his infidelity. And, you know, we actually had like a month break. And then we came back together as a married couple and we're trying to work it out. We ended up moving at the end of 2012. And in 2013... is the year when I had my daughter. So I got pregnant, but in that time of being pregnant, my ex was still being unfaithful. And so a lot transpired when all of that happened, you know, like I had a lot of questioning of God. I had a lot of uncertainty. Like I knew that God would never put me in a situation that I couldn't handle, right? Like, he always says that. He's like, he won't allow you to go through anything more than you can handle. He knows your limits better than you do. Sometimes we put limits on ourselves that aren't even the real limits. Like, we can handle so much more than we give ourselves credit for, but we just don't want to deal with it, because who wants to deal with pain? Who wants to deal with frustration or anger or sadness? But it's like, sometimes we have to go through those things, right? We have to go through the pain, the sadness, the hurt, the frustration, the anger, in order for us to grow into the next step, into the next season of our life, and to be the next bigger, better person that we're called to be. So in that year of being pregnant, finding out that my ex was, you know, being unfaithful again, you know, I had a lot of questioning and I had a lot of figuring out, because, you know, I was faithful during the marriage. I was faithful and pure prior to getting married, during engagement. I had been celibate for probably 5 years before we got married. And so, you know, for me, I was doing my part. I was doing what God called me to do. God? Can I talk? I was saving myself for my husband. And the fact that he wasn't saving himself for me or being pure in our relationship, you know, that did affect me. In many different ways. Because when I wasn't a true follower of God, like, I always believed in God, but I never, like, really was living the life, like, following the Bible like I should and all the rules and the rules. I don't want to say rules, because it's not really rules. They're just guide. It's a guide, basically, of how to live your life to get the best out of it. Yeah, when I wasn't and I was just living freely, like, I was being cheated on in every relationship. Like, I never had a faithful relationship. Not one person that I've been with has been faithful. To end up being in a marriage that was ordained by God and orchestrated by God, you know, I felt, like, betrayed. Like, how did this happen? Like, I did everything right, so I thought, you know, like, I didn't want to say anything was my fault. Maybe there was some of my fault, but I don't know. In that moment, I was like, there's no way this is my fault. Like, I did everything right, you know? Anyways, moving on. So we eventually got divorced, as obviously, because he is still here, single, right? Single mom. So in that time period of getting divorced, which was official in 2014, to 2017, you know, I was doing pretty good. Like, I was doing, you know, I was doing the bare minimum of this Christian walk. Let's just say that. Bare minimum. Oh, and by the way, this is probably going to be a long podcast, longer than the usual one. So you might want to grab a snack or your breakfast or something. Or maybe this is good for a long drive. I don't know. But anyways, so in that time, I was doing, you know, it slowly disintegrated. Like, my behaviors of going to church, my reading, my journaling, it slowly just started going downhill. And the reason is, the biggest reason was because I didn't have a huge community out here. My community was all in California. So not only did my ex and I move up here away from all of our church family, the only people I had up here was my mom and my best friend. And that's it. And literally to this day, that's pretty much all I have. You know, I have a few people that I know, but it's not people that I live life with. You know what I mean? So, and that was 5 years ago that I moved up here. So you can imagine the struggle. It's been real. And, you know, it's not to put blame on anybody. It's not to say, oh, feel sorry for me, but it's just, that's just the reality right now for me. And it's been like that for the past 5 years, from 2013 to 2017. Those 4 years, you know, I was still hanging in there. I was still living as best as I could with the energy that I had, with the strength that I had, you know, going to church and journaling was always my thing. And when I slowed down on that, or when I stopped it completely, you know, one of my friends was just like, wow, like, that's something that you love to do, is to write. Like, why did you stop? Like, that's really sad. It makes me sad. And it makes me sad just talking about it, because I do love to write. Like, I have books and books of just journaling every day, just writing. And I don't anymore. It's sad. It's going to be a little bit of a vulnerable talk. So I'm going to try not to cry because I don't like crying. It's just my thing. I like to cry alone. I don't like anybody to know about it except for my best friend because she's always telling me, just cry. Just cry, okay? Just get it out. She's always on my head about it. But anyways, coffee break. So all the way up to 2017, you know, I was mediocre doing what I was supposed to be doing according to the word, according to Jesus, according to my faith and beliefs. And, you know, 2017, the end of 2017, I opened myself up to the idea of possibly getting into a relationship. Now, granted, I was divorced officially 2014. So that's 3 years. 3 years of just being by myself, right? So you'd think like, oh, I've done the work. I've got myself together. I've been by myself. I've figured out how to be by myself and be okay with it. 2017 comes, the end of 2017, and you know, there's a person that I'm very familiar with that I've had a grand relationship with. Why did I say grand relationship? That just, what does that even mean? Okay, let's take that back. We didn't have a grand relationship. We had a cordial relationship. And so at this point, I was to the point where, you know, I felt like, okay, maybe I could possibly open myself up to the idea of being in a relationship, right? To possibly being open to being pursued and getting to know other guys to see if I'm ready. And this one particular person kind of got me in that position where I was like, okay, this is possibly, but then it just went downhill. And it just was just not right. It just was all wrong. And it just made me not want to date anybody. Like, it made me, like, if this is what it's going to be, where it's going to be, like, a lead-on and not what you say is what you mean, instead of being, like, what you say is not what you mean, but it's partly what you mean, but it's kind of not what you mean. It's, like, real confusing, right? Like, God does not orchestrate confusion. Let's just say that. And that definitely was confusion. And so that was left alone. 2018 was kind of like my year of, you know, like, let me just explore. Let me just be me. Let me go out. Let me meet new people. Me and my best friend, we went out a lot. We went dancing, clubbing, living life. Like, yeah, granted, I'm 34 at this point, right? I'm 34. This was last year. So we were just having fun. Like, we were just being, like, enjoying ourselves as moms. Like, we were both single moms, and we're just enjoying ourselves, living life, you know, having a few drinks here and there, meeting new people, having fun. And in doing that, I was able to, you know, create new relationships, open myself up to not necessarily an intimate relationship, but just relationships in general, just meeting people and learning how to, like, conversate with people, learning how to conversate with men and not just women, learning how to have platonic relationships. And in doing so, I wasn't necessarily open to getting into a relationship last year, but I was more so open to the idea of getting to know people and just seeing what I do and don't like. And I think for me, that was a really good thing, because now in 2019, I can say I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm open to it, but I don't think personally I'm ready. I know you're probably wondering, like, what does this have to do with anything with Cardi B and Jesus? Like, okay, let's break it down. So I have a lot of pressure on me, what it feels like pressure, which might all just be in my head, but I feel like the people who knew me from 2009 to about 2013, they knew me as a specific person. They knew me as, I'm the good girl. I'm human, but I'm still the good girl. Like, I listen to the right music. I read my Bible. I pray. I journal. I go to church every Sunday, if not twice a week. You know, I was that girl. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Let me just put that out there. There's nothing wrong with that person, male or female. There's nothing wrong with it. But that person that I was then is not who I am now. And my biggest thing is the pressure to be who I was, when every year we're supposed to grow and discover new things about ourselves. We're supposed to just grow. We're not supposed to stay the same. And so for me, when I feel the pressure, well, what I feel is pressure from people who knew me back then, it's almost as if that person that I was is who they always want me to be. But I can't be that same person. So much has happened in the last 10 years. Let's not even say 10. In the last 5 years from being divorced, like, my life has transformed. And it's so hard because I'm somewhat on social media, so I have a little bit of a following and I have people who have known me, and it's almost as if they just don't want me to change. And if they see anything that's different, it's a problem, or it gets questioned. And it's as if the pressure of being stagnant is overwhelming. We're supposed to grow. We're not supposed to be stagnant. And maybe I'm going in the opposite direction of people want me to, but that's okay, because sometimes we have to step backwards to move forward. Like, it sounds backwards, right? It sounds like, who steps backwards to go forward? But I just read a quote. Let me pull it up, because Kevin Hart just posted something yesterday, which is crazy, but it's so fitting. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up. He said, "Constantly working on ways to improve and progress. I don't know who needs to hear this, but sometimes life puts you in a position where you are forced to take backward steps. Those steps are setting you up for the huge steps that you will take in your future. Learn and grow from it all." I'm telling you, that is so fitting. Like, it makes so much sense to me, because literally I've had to take so many steps back because I was living this life and I had this mask on for people. I didn't know who I was. I was just being who everybody else wanted me to be. And I can't be that. I have to be Desiree. I have to be Des. Like, that's period. Like, God made me for a reason. And so for me to know who that is, I had to step backwards a little bit, which means not go to church every Sunday, which means not read my Bible consistently, which means not journal all the time. But I constantly pray, because I know God is still with me and I know that He will not give up on me. So I'm not giving up on Him. So I'm praying to Him, thanking Him for all my blessings, because He continues to bless me. There's no doubt about it. I'm in this beautiful apartment that, if you would have asked me last year, I'd have been like, there's no way I could be here, because this is way out of my budget, like, way out of my budget. But I'm here because God made a way. He made it work. I put in some work and effort and some energy and prayer, and God made it happen. But I'm not where I was 5 years ago, and that's okay. That's what I want to say, is like, I'm not who I was because I'm going to be somebody better later. And that's where we need to go. Like, I get very passionate about this because I feel like a lot of the reason why I am in the situation that I'm at, where I'm divorced, single mother, is not only by the acts of my ex, but also partly by the church. Now, don't come for me. Don't at me. I'm not blaming all churches. I'm just saying there are some things in church that we need to be a little bit more graceful for. I feel like if there was a more open space for people to truly, authentically, wholeheartedly talk about their problems, their sins that they're in, like, in, not just were in or that are dealing with or that are getting over, but are actually living in the sin, where people can go and not feel judged, not feel pressured to transform their lives right away that day. I feel like so many more people would be transformed. So many people's lives would be given to Jesus authentically. And there wouldn't be so many people falling backwards. This is just my personal opinion. This is me speaking from my heart, from my experience. I loved my church. I loved both churches that I grew in my faith and my life with Jesus in California. There's nothing against them, but I feel like there wasn't a big enough space for us to talk about these things, to talk about infidelity, cheating, lying, sexual addiction, homosexuality. I just don't feel like it was a big enough space for it to be super transparent without feeling judgment, without feeling like you're an outcast, without feeling like you gotta repent right now. Like, the pressure is so strong that it makes it so hard for people to just be 100% honest and open about what they're dealing with right now. I hate to say that, but that's how I feel. And that is not what's kept me from going to church. Honestly, what's kept me from going to church is actually the time, the energy, like literally the energy, because I just am exhausted. And also just finding that right community that I really can feel connected with and that I feel like is gonna feed my soul the way that it needs to and for my family. But yeah, that's besides the point. So my point in saying is, like, you know, if someone like me who likes to listen to Cardi B goes in church and talks about, yeah, you know, I have some struggles, this is what it is, X, Y, and Z, and I'm dealing with it, but I'm still struggling. I'm still, you know, tomorrow I may be in the same situation. Today I did okay, but tomorrow who knows what's going to happen. And I don't want to feel the pressure of, you know you shouldn't do that, and, you know, that's a sin, and God's going to punish you, and this and that. It's just like, where's the grace? Like, God didn't throw stones. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like we lack a lot in some of this area. And I probably sound like I'm just rambling now because I'm just hot, physically hot from getting worked up. But I just wanted to share kind of my truth. I'm not proud of some of the actions that I've taken or some of the lifestyles I've partaken in the past, but that's my past, you know? Like, we got to really stop holding people's past against them. We got to allow people the space to grow and to find what God wants them to do and where God wants them to be. I think the problem is, for me particularly, is I put on such a good mask and such a good face. It was such a good one. And it still is. Like, I still have half that face on there. Is like, when I was going through my issues with my ex, my divorce, and all of that, people would ask me, oh, how I'm doing. And literally, I felt fine. Was I fine? Probably not. Am I still fine now? Probably not. I've got some issues. I've got some problems that I have to deal with. The thing is because I put on such a good face, people just thought that I was just good. Nobody thought to really dig deep, a very select few, if that. Like, even when I knew I was, like, lying, or when I was just, like, covering up stuff because I didn't want to get vulnerable with people that I trusted, that just says a lot to me. It's like, where, when you don't have the time and the energy to invest in other people, it just shows a lot about yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I've never wanted to be that person. I've always been that person to give myself 100%. Like, my best friend, she'll get mad at me because I'll literally do things or I'll buy things for her without telling her. And she'll get mad because she knows I will run myself. Like, literally, we just had a conversation last week. She was going through something and then I was going through something. I was going through my work stuff. Okay, not last week, like 2 weeks ago. I was going through my work stuff and I was telling her, and I didn't know she was going through some stuff, but she just got silent, right? So I was like, okay, she's probably like busy with the baby. She got a new baby. And then she hit me up and she was just like, yeah, you know, I've just been going through a lot, blah, 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 but I didn't want to put it on you. And I literally told her, I was like, what did I say? It was so clever. I need to look it up. Hold on. It was clever. So I have to share it. she basically said that she didn't want to put more on me than, you know, I was already dealing with a lot. And I said, you're sweet, but you're my best friend, and I'll spread as thin as a crepe for you. Maybe that was only funny to me. I don't know. But, you know, it's like, I will run myself ragged for anybody that I love. My family, my friends, anybody who's in my life that I have a relationship with, I will do that for you. That's just part of my nature. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. Like, it helps me get through what I'm going through because I'm helping you and I'm helping take my mind off of whatever issues are happening, right? But I don't always get that back. So for me to feel the pressure to be this other person from 2009 to 2013, it's a lot. Like, I feel like I have to be a completely different person for this one group of friends and family. Not really family, but mostly friends. And it's like, if I step outside of that, then it's like, oh my gosh, whoa, what's happening? Why are you stepping that? Why are you going that way? Like, you're supposed to be in this direction, right? Like, aren't you this? It's a lot of rambling, I know. But it was on my heart yesterday, and I forgot to write it down, and I was just, like, praying to God. I was like, you know what, Lord, just help it stay on my mind so that I can record this podcast, because I feel like I really need to get it out there. Like, I love Jesus, and I love Cardi B. And it's not necessarily Cardi B. Yes, I do enjoy her music. I do enjoy her as a person. She makes me laugh. The reference to that mostly is just to say I'm not perfect. I like secular things, secular music, secular shows sometimes, but I still love Jesus. I'm a work in progress. Like, let me be a work in progress. Let me live my life and figure out, you know, I'm uncomfortable with that. I don't believe in that. I believe in this. Let me take my time and figure out where God has me going, is all I'm saying. And I feel like we need to allow other people as well to have their space to figure out what it is they believe. Because I feel like a lot of times we put our own beliefs and our own belief system on other people. And yes, as a follower of Jesus, our goal is to get other followers of Jesus because that is the way to heaven. I get it. But I also feel like putting pressure on people or making them feel bad for the things that they've done is not the way to do it. And you're going to lose more people than you are going to gain people. And it's going to make people just run away and not want to be, like, if they see that as what Jesus says we should be, then they're not going to want to be with Jesus. Like, that period, point blank. It's a process. Like, everybody has their own process, and we need to give space for that. We need to allow people to go through that process on their own, be there by their side, but, like, quietly, or if they allow you to be verbally, like, physically in that process with them because they trust you and they're open with you and they know you won't judge them, then okay, then be there. But if not, let them do it by themselves. Let them figure out. Let them meet the people they need to meet. Do the things they need to do. And we just pray that, you know, they figure out what is the right and wrong thing to do. Because, yeah, we never know. Tomorrow is not promised. I get that. Just one of those things that I just felt passionate about in my heart. I just had to share part of my story. It's not everything. It's not all of it. It's not all the juicy drama and all that good stuff. If you guys want all the drama, you can definitely, definitely hit me up on IG, DM me, whatever, if that's a topic you want to hear. I've started an IG account and a Facebook account for the podcast. You guys can definitely check it out there. It's just at Coffee Time with Dez on both platforms. I even started a Twitter, but I haven't posted on there, I don't believe. So that's not good. I better get more active on there. But anyways, that's kind of what was on my mind, on my heart. And I just wanted to share that with you guys and just give space to people. Allow people to be who they are. And if you don't like who they are, then just exit yourself out of their life. It's really not that hard. And just watch from the sideline. If they become the person that you feel more comfortable with, then come back and love on them, you know? But it's those people that stick with us through the goods and the bad, the goods, the good and the bad, the horrible and the great. Like, those are the ones that we will always remember, and we will cherish their friendship, like, always. So, yeah, that's it for today's coffee talk. I think my coffee is getting cold. It's a little bit cold, so I'm going to go heat that up. That's what happens when you talk a lot. Please hit me up on the on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know if there are some other topics that you are interested in hearing about. Give me a follow. Don't forget to subscribe here and rate. Share with your friends and family, whoever you feel may need to hear this. I just honestly just want to be a motivation, an inspiration to those who are struggling, those who may be going through the same thing. You know, you're not alone. You're never alone in whatever situation you are. Like, it always feels like we're alone in these situations because we kind of tend to isolate ourselves when it comes to being hurt or betrayed, or maybe we're growing and we're becoming this beautiful person and this successful person that we've always wanted to be, but we don't feel anybody is by us or supporting us or, you know, coming along because we're leaving them behind, you know, and it can feel lonely, I'm sure, at times. So, but just know that you're not, like, you're never alone. And that's key to know, to keep that in the forefront of your mind, is that you're never alone. Whatever situation you're dealing with or handling right now, you aren't alone. Girl or guy, you are not alone. So I hope you guys have a beautiful day, beautiful weekend, week, whatever it may be. It's beautiful out right now, so I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to get some other work done, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Have a good one. Bye.